When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild mare.
Troll.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
He taught wasps to whistle. He cut my hair like Harry Styles. He made balloon animals more exciting. He reinstalled Windows 95 to bring the good times back.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. At school, my bike was smashed up. It was my own fault, really. I just handed out leaflets saying, "Bullying, let's break the cycle." I read a book the other day called The Anticlimax. The first part was good. And we've been over this again and again and again, said my driving instructor, pointing to the badger. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Milton, the bin men are coming tomorrow.
3 days I waited in for them last time.
You don't have to wait in for the bin men, Milton.
Eventually, one of them took the lid off and I was able to leap out at him.
Well, be careful. We've already had an official notice from the council telling us not to verbally abuse the bin men.
They started it. One of them said to me, "Where's your recycling tubs?" So I said, "You're not so thin yourself."
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Now, I'm not cross, but your bins are in a terrible state. Full to the brim with mouldy fruit.
Really?
Oh, come on. The musical We Will Rock You is coming to the local theatre in a fortnight. I just want to be ready.
Milton, not again. I remember the last time we saw a show and you threw rotten fruit.
Miss Saigon.
To begin with. Then I found my range.
Well, I'm telling you to put that bin outside.
Oh? I've only just worked out how to harvest my mulberry bush without getting distracted on a cold and frosty morning.
Get rid of it.
Pauline, fret not. For I shall carry it out to the... It's really rather full, isn't it? And I... Oh, I've swallowed a bit of bin juice.
Oh, you poor thing.
I say, you know what? That's not bad. Maybe all those old mulberries are fermented. Yes, Milton, it has a rather pleasant, flowery aroma.
That'll be the bouquet.
That is indeed the correct terminology for wine. Well done.
Now, I'd put an old bouquet of flowers in the bin. It was returned to me by a girl on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Milton, you poor love.
Well, I've got discount on a personalised wreath at the florist's. Unluckily, the girl's name wasn't Grandad.
Mm. Yes, it's very acceptable. It's, okay.
It's pronounced okay.
Yes, I'm getting leather.
Probably because I was treading the mulberries with my shoes on.
Right, and hints of caramel?
That'll be my emergency Twix that I'd wedged into the top of my sock.
Right.
Yeah, let's have a taste. Oh, blimey. Oh, that's strong. Oh, I'm getting plastered.
That could be one of my plasters. I took my socks off in the end.
Well, looks like you've got a gift for winemaking, Milton. Perhaps we might be able to make a bit of a go of this. We just need to do a bit of research, visit somewhere that the very best wine in the world comes from.
To Wetherspoons. I like the idea of making my own wine, returning to a time when things were simpler. Things are so complicated today. It makes you wonder how a history programme in 500 years' time might look back on the age which we live in now.
The History of the World with Hindsight in 1,000 Objects, number 97.
I'm here with renowned historian Sir Milton Jones the 14th to examine another artefact. Now, tell me, what do we have here?
Well, Felicity, it's what appears to be a printed sheet folded 3 times across its width. And you can see it bears intricate markings that, on examination, seem to make no sense whatsoever.
So what is it?
We believe it's a leaflet explaining the tariffs of an energy company.
Wow. And could you remind us again what you mean by tariff?
Now, there is no direct translation.
And can we date all of this more specifically?
Well, it's from an age where the energy companies ruled the UK. Apparently drawing their awesome strength from sacrifices made to their gods of winter.
Sacrifices? What of?
Pensioners.
That's terrible.
These companies did provide heating, of course.
Through a national grid of gas and electricity.
That's a common misconception. Look at these inscriptions.
Dual fuel carbon offset? What does that mean?
Totally baffling, isn't it?
Off-gem approved billing period?
Can you feel your temperature rising?
Yes, I can. I mean, that's amazing. I'm going to have to take my cardigan off. And what about this one, meter reader?
Now, we think that refers to the actual person who read the data on site, who was only about 3 foot tall.
Really?
They bred them that size to be able to get into understairs cupboards.
Gosh.
Now, here, we have an actual boiler from that period.
Oh, wow. Does it work?
Sadly not. Which is odd, because we believe it was covered by the fast response service tariff.
Come to fix your boiler, love.
Welcome, time traveller.
I don't understand. Someone must have called you over 500 years ago.
Yeah, M25 is absolutely solid. Tell you what, though, I'd love a cuppa if you're brewing up.
So we decided to set off for Spain to visit a working vineyard. In the meantime, I couldn't help think to myself how strange it was that my dad's answer to everything was alcohol. He didn't drink, he was just very bad at quizzes. Back in England, Anton found the perfect place for us to start our Chateau Milton, the disused cellar in a local abbey. I'd been to a priory before. Well, I'd been to the priory. My doctor had recommended I go there after I'd told him I was on 65 units a week. Little did he know, I was actually eating kitchen furniture.
Come in. You must be Anton.
Yes, hello there, lovely to meet you. Milton, you remember I was telling you about that old ruined abbey?
Nice to meet you, Abby. Sorry, Anton can be a bit rude sometimes.
No, we're in an old abbey. This is my friend Zoe, the abbess. This abbey used to make its own speciality liqueur.
Yes, and it'll be lovely to have all this equipment put to use again. It was such a shame we had to stop making it.
Yes, I heard that under EU regulations you had a problem with some of the ingredients.
There was arsenic in it, apparently.
Ah, a few tiny traces.
No, it was 50-50.
So picky about ingredients. I invented a minestrone recipe once that had a lot of trouble with red tape.
Really?
Yes, apparently it's a choking hazard.
Well, there's the barrels and the wine press, and I'll leave you to get started. I have to go to Vespers.
Ah, the scooter repair shop.
No. Milton, she's referring to one of the offices of holy worship that occur throughout the ecclesiastical day.
No, I have to get my scooter fixed.
The abbey was in a lovely part of the country. It reminded me of the many bird-watching trips that I've led to help people appreciate nature near where they live. Right, thanks for coming, everyone.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, as we all know, the greatest threat to birds these days is experimentation with their shape through genetic modification.
Is it?
Surely we've all had those emails that start, "Sorry for the round robin."
With GM birds.
Must be. And the culprits don't care who knows about it, given the number of people who seem to be copied in.
Oh, that's a cuckoo, isn't it?
Yes, and listen, he has absolutely no idea what time it is. Now, everyone, there are a few things that can make bird watching more fun. A notebook, a pen, and one of these, a ball of bacon fat with nuts and seeds squished into it.
Oh, to leave out for the sparrows.
Yeah. You can do that if you want. Right, I'll just get rid of this.
You shouldn't really just drop that Tesco bag.
It's fine. You see, there's actually a bird that uses them to make its nest, yeah. The carrier pigeon. Off to Africa for the winter.
Africa? Well, they've just gone west.
Of course, to Heathrow.
You don't know anything about birds at all, do you?
Of course I do. Here's something for a start. An owl's head can rotate through 380 degrees.
Really? Well, that's all the way round and a bit more.
I didn't say they liked it. But it's by far the best way to practice getting the lids off pickle jars.
You're a fraud. We're going.
No. You'll miss something amazing.
What?
The complimentary lunch.
Big deal.
And witness an adult feeding some young.
Oh, really? They regurgitate the food into their mouths, don't they?
They do. And that's why I ate every one of your packed lunches before we set off. Now gather round, everyone. They said it was impossible, but our vintage sparkling wine was ready in 3 weeks flat. So we started again, and the next batch was a lot more bubbly. And so Anton organised a wine tasting evening in the Abbey.
Well, Milton, all seems to be going well. What a fantastic turnout.
Oh, mind you, people will do anything for a free drink.
I know I will. Although I probably won't enter a marathon again.
Wait. Look, over there. I invited him, but I didn't think he'd actually come.
What, that bloke in the bow tie?
Yes, that's Quentin de Coverley. Well, he's a big noise in the world of wine.
Well, that can happen if you drink a lot of fizzy stuff.
His opinion could make or break us. Look, he's coming over. Quentin, thank you so much for being here.
Well, one does what one can for the small, unimportant producers, I suppose. Now, tell me about your grape.
We've got more than one.
Yes. Well, why don't you have a taste, Quentin?
Thank you, Anton. Yes. An interesting blend. Mostly mulberry. Yes. Grown on a south-facing bush on a mild incline. Yeah.
Ooh, that's impressive.
And the flavour is okay.
It's pronounced oaky.
And we're done.
Milton, he's supposed to spit, not you.
Sorry.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. It has a good sparkle. How did you achieve that?
Oh, I can explain that.
Yes. We add the bubbles using a traditional technique first pioneered in the 70s.
A soda stream.
Original one, mind. And I gave it a proper once-over with Domestos when we got it back from the boot sale.
Well, do you know, I think it's rather fun. The whole fruit wine fizz thing may be just what the market needs.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Well, if you like it, why not complete the fruit wine experience by helping us tread a new batch?
Well, okay, why not? Could be jolly.
Milton, do you think that's a good idea?
Climb in here and start treading these.
Righto. Yes.
For added flavour, we've left the skin on the fruit.
Excellent. And what kind of wine is this going to be?
Banana. Yeah. Oh.
Well, he's out cold. We've knocked out the nation's leading wine expert. This is a disaster.
Oh, we should give him a shot from the barrel.
Okay, but you're going to have to help me bury the body.
No, Milton, give him a drink of some kind.
Sport.
Well, we might as well pack up and go home. De Coverley's bound to write a stinking review of our wine now.
We just need to diversify. I've already begun to experiment with other kinds of drinks, although I wouldn't advise making a margarita cocktail with leftover pizza.
Oh, dear.
Or try some of this slow gin, or as I prefer to call it, gin.
I suppose gin is a growing market. And what's this? Ooh, is it whiskey? Aha, the water of life. Fine single malts like Glenfiddich, Glenlivet.
Well, mine looks dull, but has a bit of a kick to it. It's called Glenhoddle.
Anton, Milton.
Zoe.
Abby.
I just seen the review of your wine in today's paper.
Was it bad?
I'm more worried about these full-page newspaper adverts. Whoever's doing your marketing is going to get you into trouble.
Milton, what have you done? Do you like real French champagne? Then try some Chateau Milton, a real French champagne made from real French grapes in a real French vineyard in a field near Guildford.
Plus, it makes you burp like a camel.
Yeah, camel.
Milton, you can't call it French champagne when it's not from Champagne in France.
Oh, well, you're not going to like the snacks I serve with them, then.
Ah, mini cheddars. Cheesy snacks from Cheddar in Somerset.
No, mini Jeddahs. Cheesy snacks in the shape of the city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Made in Somerset. Ah.
No! The EU will have you arrested.
Look, Milton, do you have to call it real champagne? It only tastes a bit like champagne. It also tastes like Tizer.
Then I shall combine the champagne and Tizer in the name Shizer.
I'm not sure that's going to catch on. Surely you can think of a better way of combining champagne with Tizer.
Of course. I'll call it Tampain.
Yes, perhaps. Perhaps Shizer's not such a bad name after all.
Okay, nobody move.
Oh, no. It's the EU food police.
Yes. Freeze. Not you. All the food must be frozen so we can examine it for place of origin.
Who are you?
Yes. How can we trust you if we don't know your place of origin?
I am le contrôleur de la régulation de source unique de pays d'origine.
Mexican, eh?
No. I am a native of France. My name is Philippe de Baguette.
Born and bred.
It is vitally important that foods come from their place of origin.
What about Mars bars?
Silence! Stop trying to make a nonsense of our important laws.
Sorry, I'm just a bit of a Euro-skeptic. Meaning I don't actually believe that Europe exists. I had a near-Europe experience once when I was on holiday in Kent. I remember I found myself walking along a tunnel towards the light. Then a voice said, "Bonjour." And I thought, that is so unfair. I thought I led a good life.
Stop this! You have committed a serious crime. You say you are making real champagne. But champagne must be made from a second fermentation in a sealed bottle of selected cuvée derived from exactly the correct grapes of the region.
And if it's truly French, the entire process must be done with great resentment while smoking cigarettes on a 3-hour lunch break.
So you do know the rules.
Before I knew what was happening, I was taken to the European Standards Protection Court, a place where everyone was passionate about food.
The court is now in session. Presiding Judge Gertrude von Frühstück.
The court is now in session. You will all be seated.
Your Honour, if I may speak in Milton's defence, can I say that this is surely just a simple misunderstanding? As I said, it is a simple misunderstanding. Your Honour, I must object to the way in which... Must you keep doing that, Your Honour?
Oh, sorry. I was just tenderising this steak. Oh, no. What were you saying?
Remember, Anton, everyone here is obsessed with food. I mean, look at the stenographer. I've never seen anyone shell pistachios so fast.
Your Honour, the case is against Milton Jones, a man who has no history in wines and spirits.
I object. My grandfather invented the gastropub.
Ah, the pub that specialises in gastronomy?
No, enteritis.
Milton, I don't think this is helping your case.
And, Your Honour, this Milton Jones now runs a vineyard, a brewery and a distillery. It is a huge operation.
I was going to build a bottling plant, but, you know, I just couldn't quite go through with it. I also had an idea for a new kind of glue vine.
Oh, ha-ha! Prost! Oh, not bad!
And wait till you try this one.
Milton, what's happened? What is that?
Super glue vine.
Well, she's trying to speak. What's her verdict?
She's saying... My lips are sealed. And so the judge sentenced me to 10 years in a high-security prison run by the European Food Agency. Security was tight, and the menu was strict. But soon after arriving, I accidentally overdosed on beans and sprouts and was immediately put in solitary by the other prisoners. But it was no picnic in the cooler. That type of food was kept in the other fridge. It was tough in that prison, and I wasn't sure how much I could take until one day...
another inmate arrived that I recognized straight away. Anton, what are you doing here?
Well, I tried to come and visit you, but it was just impossible to get a table. Apparently, the food here is amazing.
You say that, but last night we had to eat in our cells. I chose the stone-baked Italian pizza with parma ham, olives and artichokes.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
But when they slid it under the door, all the toppings came off.
Don't worry, I'm here now.
So how did you get in?
Easy. I just sold this clearly fraudulent Worcester sauce. Try some.
You're right. It distinctly tastes of Hereford.
They were prepared to let me off with a warning until I showed them I committed surely the greatest food crime of all.
Not?
Yep. Cooking with tofu.
And so Anton came up with an escape plan that was absurdly simple. In 2 days' time, it was due to be the hottest day on record. And so we planned to hide in a giant souffle that would bake in the sun, thus rising high enough to take us over the level of the perimeter wall. How I didn't think of it, I'll never know. But how to get hold of the ingredients? All I was doing day after day was looking through the prison bars. The smoothie bar, the wine bar, the juice bar. But the coffee bar was run by the jailer's daughter, and I seemed to have caught her eye.
Oh la la. You must be the one who made the illicit champagne. The one they call the Champagne King.
So what if I am? Anyway, I need to get back to my bootleg hooch.
Oh, you're making illegal spirits inside this very prison. How exciting.
That's nothing. My great-uncle even made illegal spirits on Mount Everest.
Have I ever heard of him?
Sir Edmund Distillery?
Please, may I try some of your illicit drink? Quick, while the guard is not looking.
Try this cognac.
It looks amazing.
Yes, but it has no real content. I call it my Russell Brandy.
Oh. And here is your coffee. I have drawn a little heart shape on the foam.
I will keep it always. Every time I stir it like this, I will... Oh, it's gone.
Milton, do you think you would love someone from my country? I know French ways do not come naturally to you.
Au contraire. I went on a French exchange once. I stayed with a boy who wore a beret, sold onions, and pretended not to speak English. He came from the tiny village of Cliché. And so Lorraine agreed to get us all the ingredients for the souffle. And soon the day of the escape arrived.
Right, Milton. Now, we have to avoid the prison guards.
Thought of that. As they're French, I thought I'd disguise myself as a huge bar of soap.
Milton! That's just a crude xenophobic stereotype.
No doubt spread by those cowardly Italians.
The sun's feeling pretty warm now. Let's get to work. Flour, eggs, and milk.
We put all the ingredients for the giant souffle in this huge container by the wall and waited for the hot sun to do its work.
Milton, it's working. Now, let's climb into the giant mixing bowl. And wait for it to rise.
Milton, wait.
Lorraine.
Please, Milton, take me with you.
Quick, take my hand.
Milton, I'm not sure the souffle can take the extra weight of another person. And I can't quite believe I just had to say that sentence.
I cannot reach. You are too high up.
Wait a moment, we're starting to drop. What's going on?
Someone's opening the prison door before the souffle's ready.
The giant escape souffle has been ruined. Again, I can't quite believe it.
And all because some thoughtless idiot opened the prison door.
Wait a minute, here's our chance.
Yes, yes, of course. I can nip out of the wide-open prison door and get some tools so we can dig a tunnel.
Or we could just escape through the wide-open prison door.
Eh?
Thanks a lot.
Once I'd finished digging the tunnel, and Anton had explained to me the whole door thing again, we made our escape and eventually arrived back at the Abbey, where I was keen to ask Zoe if she thought the Bob Monkhouse should actually have been called Bob Monastery.
Well, it's great to be free again. But now we have the harder job of clearing our names. We're going to need someone with a sharp legal mind.
And that's why I brought along Lorraine. She's a barrister.
No. A barista, Milton.
Exactly. She can make us a coffee and help us think of someone with a sharp legal mind.
Is that why you brought me here? Just so I could make coffee?
Making coffee's a vital part of a vital industry. I worked for years in Starbucks as a lifeguard.
Really?
It was a safety requirement of some of their larger cups. So many drowned.
But Milton, there is something you need to know.
We're not out of chocolate sprinkles.
No, no. I am more than a barrister. I happen to have studied constitutional law at the Sorbonne.
Really?
And I did my thesis on the wrongful imprisonment of prisoners by poorly drafted European legislation.
What a stroke of luck. Milton, are you listening?
Too thirsty to listen.
Think carefully. What do we know about this place where we are standing?
Well, this abbey attracted visitors for miles around. I think it used to have some holy relics, and in medieval times there used to be a spa.
Very handy when you run out of milk.
I wonder if anyone came here from France. Perhaps a diplomatic mission.
What's that noise?
It's no use, Jones. I have the building surrounded.
It's Philippe de Baguette.
Come out with your hands up. You know, like those corkscrews where it looks as if the little man is putting his hands up.
Looks like this is it.
Okay, Lorraine, let's just have one last coffee. I found some filter paper behind one of the barrels.
Milton, that's not filter paper, that's parchment. And do I see the word champagne?
Oh, give it here. I did a module in medieval French as a major.
Okay, but why dress up as a major?
Hang on. This document shows this abbey and its land was given to the Duke of Champagne by Henry VIII to settle a gambling debt.
Well, they probably heard that Richard III owed him money and he disappeared near a car park in Leicester.
Whatever. It proves we're standing on land that is governed by the Duke of Champagne.
Okay, nobody move. You're under arrest.
I'm sorry, Philippe. You're too late. By about 500 years. It turns out we've been making champagne in the area of Champagne after all. Read this.
What? Sacre bleu.
I didn't realise you came from the village of cliché as well. So now we're free to make even more champagne. If only we had some way of celebrating that fact.
Long term, we must all find a better way of keeping this kind of legislation at bay.
Got it. From now on, we will tell the French that if we don't get our own way, we will call Greggs the Baker's a patisserie.
No!
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans. And the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC. Oh.